In other legal news, a Texas judge has upheld charges of money laundering against Tom DeLay. The Texas Republican, once among the most powerful men in Washington, was forced to step down from his post as House Majority Leader when he was indicted in September. DeLay vehemently denies any wrongdoing and hoped to have all of the charges dismissed quickly so that he could resume his leadership job. NPR's Andrea Seaberg is in the Capitol, and she joins us to talk this over. And I guess, Andrea, no leadership job anytime soon.
Doesn't look like it, Madeline. It looks like his legal troubles are going to last well into the coming year, and that doesn't bode well for him. You know, it seems likely that Republicans will just move on at this point.
And by moving on, who will they choose to be their leader?
You know, there's already been a lot of grumbling, especially among rank-and-file Republicans, about the somewhat directionless leadership without DeLay in it. You know, the majority whip, Roy Blunt, took up DeLay's job when he had to step down. And Blunt has not been doing that well. I mean, he's trying to do his own job and DeLay's job at the same time. He's been trying to wrangle Republicans who have been fighting, a lot of infighting about high-profile ethics problems, where to cut spending, how much taxes to cut. And, you know, at the same time that this has been playing out in the press, you've seen the bribery scandal of Randy Cunningham, or Duke Cunningham as he's known. It's pretty clear now that House Republicans want to elect someone to replace DeLay, and perhaps even Blunt, to start off what is a big election year with a fresh face.
Well, it appears that DeLay's absence has been missed. Before the Thanksgiving break, Republicans had some dissent within the ranks on big issues such as the budget.
You know, and it's really true that it's DeLay who used to unify these Republicans. They seemed like an obelisk to be dealt with. And now they're split into several factions. There's conservatives who are pushing to make deep cuts in social programs like Medicare and food stamps while cutting investment taxes and really any and all federal taxes. And then there are the moderate Republicans who want to keep social programs in place, perhaps reform them, but keep them in place, and want to hold off any further big tax cuts, especially for wealthier people, until they're able to get these deficits under control. Those deficits are now in the hundreds of billions of dollars, and the war is also not helping congressional Republicans at all. It seems to get less popular among their constituents with every new wave of violence there is there and every new multi-billion dollar request from the White House for the war. They're just not having a great go of it right now.
Well, Andrea, the House resumes its work today. What's at the top of their agenda?
Well, that'll be interesting to see. You know, Madeline, if you flick on C-SPAN this week to watch the House floor, you're not likely to see them doing a whole lot more than renaming a few post offices and commending historical moments in American history. A lot of the real action is going to be in conference committees. That's where House and Senate, mostly Republicans, will duke out their differences over cutting social programs, cutting taxes, drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, U.S. policy on the torture of detainees and government custody. A lot of really big issues to be wrapped up before this gang can get out of town for the holidays. Also, DeLay, the question of DeLay. Will they replace him? What's going to happen? That'll be resolved in the next couple weeks.
NPR's Andrea Seaberg, thank you very much.
You're welcome.